Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, ageofthecustomer.com. That's the book. That's the website for my new book of the same name. Catherine Caputa is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of You Are a Brand. The new version, the new edition of that is out just now, and I encourage you to check that out. Her website is selfbrand.com. Catherine, thanks again for hanging out with us. By the way, that's Catherine with a C, Caputa with a K. Catherine, how do we, as small business owners, how do we take charge? How do we make sure that we are in control of our brand and our brand message?
Well, I think, you've got a lot of options today in the marketplace. You know, I think every small business owner should have a blog. You certainly should have a website, but I think you should have a blog. And I think, really what you want to do is personalize it. And in the age of the customer, people want a personal relationship
with your brand. Want to know about humanity, don't they? They want the human factor, don't they, more and more?
They want the human factor, and that's why I think it's important to turn all your employees into brand ambassadors.
Yeah.
Because, there was a new study out that showed that people, for larger companies certainly, they believe what the rank-and-file people say about the company more than the, CEO or the president.
60% of people believe messages from their peers more than they believe in messages from the company.
Right, right. So it's important to harness that, and make it easy. You look at examples like Zappos, their own employees, they do the videos of the different shoes. You can click on it. It's one employee modeling the shoe and talking about the shoe and why they like it. So it's very real. It's not a model. It's a real person and talking about why they like that particular style.
You and I were talking about this off the air, Catherine. I think small business owners should take a lesson from Mitt Romney, don't you? I mean, Mitt Romney was portrayed as being the devil incarnate by the other party. When the truth is, whether he would have been a good president or not, well, the truth is, Catherine, I think you agree with me. What I know about Mitt Romney tells me that he's a great human being and a great father, great husband, but he didn't like talking about himself, which nobody really does. Most people don't, but he didn't really allow that message to get out so that there was nothing to counterbalance the other messages.
Well, that's the problem, and he was competing against somebody who was a great communicator that could project warmth, et cetera, et cetera. And so that was very, very powerful, and that's the problem that Mitt had. And,
he did not like talking about himself.
I was watching this Netflix documentary, Mitt, mm-hmm. and it followed the family in 2008 and then in the presidential election in 2012. And, my gosh, you see the family behind the scenes. You see him. And you can't help but admire what a quality person he is. He's so authentic. He's so likable. But we didn't see that until the first debate. We got an inkling of it.
Right.
And that's what was. It's a problem.
And by that time, there had already been an abundance of misinformation about him. And so, by the time he responded, it looked like he was trying to respond. Right.
Instead of,
what I think you're saying, you were saying in the earlier part. Was if you've got something that where people can see you and your company being high quality, being contributing to something, having something that you care about greater than yourself, giving back to your customers and the community, get that stuff out first so that if you do have a little train wreck or a bridge blockage or something, that's only one story or two stories among 20 good ones.
Right. And that's going to change people's opinion because if they're looking on forums, they're going to see all these good stories of good experiences. And you want to do that. And even just doing a video of you talking about your business and putting mm-hmm. that online is a smart way to personalize why you started the company and what why you're dedicated to customer service or whatever your story is, to tell that story in a very, it doesn't have to be an expensive, commercial, but just a very direct, way of talking.
I was looking at reviews of a product over the weekend, and it had like a 3.75 score, which is not all that great.
Right.
And I got it, but I went ahead and read, there were only about six or seven reviews. I went ahead and read them, and what I discovered was the dings that they got was all because of delivery, not because of the product. Well, that
right.
wasn't the company's fault. If
right.
UPS broke it, that's not their fault. So that's, but they had better, more good reviews than bad ones. And folks, that's what Catherine's talking about. Catherine, give us that website again, please.
The website is selfbrand.com, selfbrand.com.
And you can find out all about her books there. Hey, Catherine, good job today. Come back soon.
Okay, thanks for having me, Jim. Take care.
Catherine Computer, Catherine with a C, Computer with a K. Check it out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.